Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solutions with exceptional follow-through. Charlie landed in Houston from Argentina around 5:30 this morning. He is going to make his way into the show here around 8:30. He's got a lot to talk about as far as his trip to Argentina, and we'll get a report regarding his visit with Angel Cabrera down there. So we'll hear from Charlie around 8:30. Until then, we have a lot to do as far as the world of golf is concerned. Paul Barjon will join the show at 8:15. Paul just won the Korn Ferry Tour Championship, and he'll be full-time on the PGA Tour starting in January. He did play on the PGA Tour for the 21-22 season, had a couple great results, 10th at the 22 American Express Championship. He had a couple top finishes, but not enough to retain his PGA Tour card back in 2022. He then took his talents back to the Korn Ferry Tour in 2023, where he played well enough to re-earn his PGA Tour card. Paul finished 8th in the Korn Ferry Tour standings, and the top 30 on the KFT money list get their PGA Tour card at the end of the year. A question from Tony in Richmond: what's the Korn Ferry Tour? All right, real quick, the Korn Ferry Tour is what AAA is in Major League Baseball. The Korn Ferry Tour is what the G League is to the NBA. In golf, you have the PGA Tour, you have the Korn Ferry Tour, and then you have developmental tours like PGA Canada and PGA Latino America. You did have PGA Tour China in there as a third developmental tour, but that didn't pick up after COVID for obvious reasons. But anyways, Paul, he's joining us at 8:15. He's been through the entire PGA Tour ecosystem at 31 years old. He turned pro in 2016 after a world-class college career at TCU. He spent 3 full seasons on PGA Tour Canada. He did qualify for the Korn Ferry Tour in 2017, but didn't retain his card that year, so went back to Canada for a few seasons. Won a bunch in Canada in 2019, which is how he punched his ticket to the Korn Ferry Tour in 2020. And first year on the Korn Ferry Tour, with the exception of 2017, he finishes 15th on the money list that year, which was good enough to get elevated to PGA Tour in 2021. So in 2021, Paul played well, but not well enough to keep his PGA Tour card. So this past year, he returned to the Korn Ferry Tour, where he won twice, and now he'll be back on the PGA Tour for 2024. So Paul will be an exciting guest. We'll get the golf doctor at 8:30. At 8:45, depending on where we are with Charlie, we'll have Tim Schmidt from USA Today Golf Week ready to roll at 8:45. He'll give us the latest on the setbacks of the PGA Tour and LIV Golf agreement. That is some new up-to-date news this week. That agreement is not going well. The two sides are taking forever. Here you've got the PGA Tour kind of opening the marketing campaign for TGL, which is Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy's golf league. That'll start sometime in November or December. It'll be every Tuesday on ESPN and NBC. But you've got the PGA Tour starting there, kind of a different way to show the game, which is in a indoor simulated studio somewhere in Palm Beach. And then you have LIV Golf, who just finished up year two. So, there's been a lot made this week of John Rahm dropping out of TGL. You will not see him every Tuesday on ESPN alongside Tiger and Rory. There was a lot of jump to conclusion there. Is he going to go to LIV? Why did John Rahm drop from TGL? I have no inside info on this. Maybe Tim Schmidt does. But if you really think about it, guys like, you know, Jordan Spieth is not part of TGL. You know, these are fathers that, you know, I think players like John Rahm, players like Jordan Spieth, they're okay with playing 18 to 24 events over a season and calling it a day. They don't need to fly to Palm Beach on Tuesday. They've got plenty of money. I wouldn't jump to conclusions that the reason Rahm dropped from TGL is because he's going to LIV. That's not a fact. But we'll see. You know, I can understand how a lot of people think that because his fellow countrymen, Sergio Garcia, some of his other great friends on the PGA Tour, Carlos Ortiz, Joaquim Niemann, they have gone to LIV and they've formed, you know, all these different teams have players from different parts of the world. You know, Sergio kind of has a little Spaniard team with Eugenio Chicara. You know, the South Americans and Carlos Ortiz and Joaquim Niemann, they have their own LIV team. So it's a possibility. But, you know, after LIV, you know, only picked up, I've got the ratings right here. LIV picked up, what, 24,000 viewers in the 18 to 49 demographic last week at the end of the Tour Championship on Sunday. So in their second Tour Championship, this is year two. You've had plenty of chance to grow this tour. You know, LIV Golf, you know, cannot even crack over 30,000 views for the 18 to 49 demographic, and that's sad. You know, it's actually sad for the sport. You know, obviously you have to test the waters into, you know, how these new formats, team golf, the shorts, the music, you got to test all that out. But for, you know, Greg Norman to come out and say, hey, we're doing this for the next generation needs this, the next generation wants this, they want the shorts, you know, they want the music, LIV Golf, and, you know, you get 24,000 viewers in the 18 to 49 demographic in your second tour championship. You know, you can't argue with numbers, and that's sad. Now, we'll also talk to Tim about El Cardinal Golf Club, which is hosting this week's PGA Tour event down in Cabo. And the significance of this course is that it's the first time the PGA Tour has hosted an event at a Tiger Woods-designed course. So we'll get some insight from Charlie and from Tim on what the players think about that and what the overall feedback to the golf course has been. I made an argument earlier this week. You know, coastal golf is tough. You look at the course that hosts the Bermuda Championship. You look at Corrales. You look at Vedanta. Excellent courses, great conditions, but they don't feature the overall trouble that some of these inland PGA courses do. You look at El Cardinal this week. Yeah, there's a lot of wind off the coast. Yeah, there's a lot of elevation. But you've got wide fairways, massive greens, which means over a four-day PGA Tour event, you're going to get, you know, some scores possibly between 28 and 30 under as the winning score. Now, I understand that we're in the middle of the fall here. You know, a lot of you don't necessarily care about PGA Tour golf right now. You have football season going on. And even with the, you know, the Worldwide Technology Championship taking place at a golf course that was designed by Tiger, it's tough to get into the action when, you know, all of the top 20 players in the world are on break. You won't see the Rahms, you won't see the Spieths, and you won't see the Brooks Koepkas of the world until January. But there are some extremely compelling stories coming out of Cabo this week. The current leader of the Worldwide Technology Championship is Camilo Villegas, who is a 41-year-old four-time PGA Tour winner out of Medellin, Colombia. And his last PGA Tour win came at the 2014 Wyndham Championship. This is someone who was a force on the golf course in the late 2000s, early 2010s, great player out of the University of Florida. That has not been the same story for Villegas over the last 10 years since his last win. He's been between the PGA Tour and Korn Ferry Tour. Villegas has had a tough time finding that winning formula that made him so dominant in his 20s. But Villegas is also someone who has faced extreme hardship over the last 3 years. When you talk about bad things happening to great people in the golf world, the first people that come to mind is the Villegas family. And if you haven't read about this already, it's worth reading about. Camille and his wife Mia welcomed their first child to the world in late 2019, a baby girl named Mia. And 22 months later, Mia passed away after battling tumors to her brain and her spine. How Camille even gets out of bed and picks up a golf club after something like that, I don't know. I have no idea. But it's incredible. And Camille was back on the golf course less than a month after Mia's death and continued to commit to returning to the form that once brought him a ton of success on the PGA Tour. And here we are 3 years later, and Camille Villegas opens with 64-64 and will have a chance to capture his fifth PGA Tour title on Sunday. Now, as far as betting Villegas live is concerned, you know, his best odds right now, plus 600 at MGM, I wouldn't touch that considering you could have had him at 128-1 in some places before the week started. The value there for Villegas is totally gone. But you look down this leaderboard and you have some other compelling options as far as the live betting is concerned. I mean, Matt Kuchar, he's two shots back of Villegas at 14 under. Kuchar, a proven PGA Tour winner. He's been around a long time, and it would not surprise me at all if he's still near the top of the leaderboard by the end of the week. But once again, from the idea of betting Kuchar right now at plus 600, you could have gotten him at 100-1 to start the week. So plus 600, that there's a lot of value lost there. I would say last year's number one amateur, Ludvig Åberg, you know, he was the tournament favorite at plus 750 to start this week. He's currently at plus 650 live after shooting 11 under over the first 2 days, and he sits five shots back of Villegas' lead. We'll talk about some other players after we get to Paul Barjon. Steven Yeager at plus 700 to win. He's been a top 20 machine through five fall events. But we'll get back to the action from Cabo right after Paul Barjon on the other side.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, Paul Barjon joins us now here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Paul won the Korn Ferry Tour Championship a few weeks ago at Victoria National there in Newburgh, Indiana. You have to finish inside the top 30 on the Korn Ferry Tour money list in order to earn your PGA Tour card. And in the very last event of the season, that win took Paul from 45th to 8th on the money list. Just unbelievable. Paul, good morning, pro.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you aboard. First off, great playing a few weeks ago in Indiana, 64-68 on the weekend with the card on the line. I mean, just something out of a movie. I felt like I was watching Rocky or something. How does it feel to be heading back to the PGA Tour?
Yeah, absolutely. It feels great. I mean, it was obviously an awesome week in Indiana a few weeks back. Kind of a low expectation week because I was outside the number to get my card, so kind of played pretty freely and got a chance to get it done on Sunday, so that was awesome.
Do you think about ranking over the course of a year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, started the year kind of slow, won a few months back, and that kind of put me back in the top 30, and then kind of a little bit slow again, making a few cuts, but not any very high finishes. So, it was kind of like the last chance, I guess, to get back in there. And kind of didn't really think about it throughout the four rounds, but it hit me a little bit on the last green for sure.
Once again, PGA Tour member Paul Barjon joins us here on ESPN Houston. Paul, like you said, you had two wins this season on the Korn Ferry Tour. What's crazy to me is how you played in the events leading up to those wins. You know, before Memorial Health, it was MC 57th withdraw and then a win. And in the three events prior to winning the Tour Championship, it was 35th, miscut, and then a win. you just don't see that kind of variance in other sports. How do you explain that?
Yeah, I feel like I usually, after a bad week, I kind of bounce back sometime, and that's kind of what I did this year. The two events I won the week following, there was a week off or, in that case, the end of the season. So I couldn't really build on that, which is fine. But, I don't know. It's kind of a low expectation thing, I guess, to play a little more freely and not really know what's going to happen.
Do you take anything from the full season on the PGA Tour a couple of years ago? Were there any learning lessons that season that you'll use for improvement this year?
Yeah, I feel like the first year on the PGA Tour is kind of a tricky one. You don't really know any of the courses, and you know you play against some guys that may have been on the PGA Tour for 10 or 20 years, so you're a little bit behind on that part. And I feel like the biggest thing for me was to, this year, what I will do will stick to my game a little more than, you know, looking at others and trying to improve in every compartment of the game, instead of knowing that if you got your card, that means you got the tools to make it happen and to stay there. So, so kind of keep working on what we've been doing this last year and not really, you know, focus on what others are doing.
Now, what about from a physical end of things, Paul? I know you see guys out there effortlessly reaching, you know, 190 ball speeds. I know you're a natural bomber of the golf ball, but is that something you're always looking to improve on at home?
Yeah, I mean, you know, working out is something I enjoy on a regular basis, so that's something I kind of keep up with, but I'm not exactly what you said. Like, I'm not chasing, not going to try to get to 200 ball speed. I mean, I'd like to get as long as possible, but I don't really want to give too much accuracy for the distance. So, you know, I feel like that's a fun part to work on. But for me, if I kind of keep my speed where it is right now and then improve on short irons and wedges, then that's where I can gain a few strokes over the year.
Once again, PGA Tour member Paul Barjon joining us here on ESPN Houston. Paul, being that you are from France, you know, I read last week that the PGA Tour is starting to strengthen their alliance with the European Tour. In what I read, you know, all players who are ranked between 126 and 200 on the money list will have the option now to go to the DP World Tour. But being that you're from France, would you ever consider splitting time between the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour?
Yeah, you know what? It's a good question. I've thought about that a bunch since I turned pro. I mean, ideally, you know, I'd like to play a little bit on both. But to be fully honest, the only way you can do it is if you win on both the tours, and that gives you, you know, the freedom of making your own schedule and all of that. So the main tour I'll be focusing on is obviously the PGA Tour, but you know, if there's a week off on the PGA Tour and the French Open is being played at that time, then I'll definitely try to go play it like I did a couple years ago. But for now, the main focus will definitely be the PGA Tour.
Beautiful. Let's take a couple questions from the listeners. We got Luke in Pasadena here. Paul, is there a tournament or tradition you are looking forward to most upon your return to the PGA Tour?
I mean, there's a bunch of tournaments, the signature events, that I'd like to get into, obviously. But overall, you know, like, you go some places where the crowds are pretty cool. The first one, Hawaii gets pretty crowded for the location. So that's a fun tournament. That's probably the one I'm looking forward to the most, as of now, because, you know, you come out of the Texas winter and you go to Waikiki Beach. So that's quite the treat. So that's the one I'm looking forward to the most, probably.
This one comes from Johannes and Katie. Paul, I noticed you're from Fort Worth, Texas, and went to TCU. How does a kid from France end up in Fort Worth, Texas?
Yeah, it's kind of strange, but TCU has had a little bit of a French connection. There's been two or three French players that went to TCU before me. And the one that kind of really convinced me to come was my buddy Julian Brune, which he was a year older than me. And during the recruiting process, he was at TCU and kind of convinced me to come out here. And, you know, I visited a few other schools, and I trusted him as one of my best buddies. So that's kind of how I ended up here. And I think there's two or three more French kids that went to TCU after me. So there's a little bit of a French connection there.
There's nothing like Cowtown, is there?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hard to beat.
Paul, one more for you. Here's Malcolm in New Orleans. Paul, I have a 13-year-old son who's really getting into golf. What are some things you did as a junior golfer that got you prepared for the next level?
Yeah, you know, I feel like when you're a kid like this, you know, you can work on your swing and work on different things, but I feel like playing tournaments, being on the course and learn how to score is obviously a big thing. And nowadays, you know, a lot of kids have been hitting the ball very far. So I think that's a big statistics on the PGA Tour. Of the best 10 guys in the world, they hit the ball far. So I would say play a lot on the course, and then, you know, potentially keep doing other sports, baseball or whatever, to stay athletic and have that edge when you get a little older to hit it far.
Well, Paul, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes to join us this morning. Best of luck to you in the rest of the offseason, and we're fired up to watch you in the PGA Tour this year. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Talk soon, Paul. Once again, you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. A quick break for you business owners. Have you ever felt like the walls are closing in, that the obstacles to growing your business are overwhelming? We all know running a business comes with pressure, remote workforces, HR compliance, keeping your top employees. There's no wonder you start to feel boxed in, but you don't have to do it alone. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of experience to work helping you with your human resources, from hiring and training to HR admin and compliance. Add in competitive benefit options for your employees, and you've expanded your HR capabilities. With Insperity lightening your HR load, you can focus on growing your business surrounded by employees who are empowered to be their best. Don't let the obstacles keep you from reaching your full potential. Get the relief you need from an HR company that puts you and your employees on a path to success. Because with Insperity, nothing seems impossible. When we return, we'll get Charlie Epps on the horn. I'm fired up to hear about his trip to Argentina and hear about the time he spent with Angel Cabrera. Once again, we just had Paul Barjon on the show. He's going to be on the PGA Tour in 2024. And in case you missed our interview with Paul, you can find the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on the ESPN975.com browser. When we come back, Charlie Epps joins the show. A little later on, we'll get Tim Schmidt in here to talk about the Live PGA Tour partnership. Once again, this is Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, before we get to the golf, before we hear from the great golf doctor, Charlie Epps, let me tell you about my friends over at King Ranch Ag and Turf. Tom and Adam Belimovich are the great people who own 9 Houston locations, and it is the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston. Whether you're a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution, the King Ranch Ag and Turf team is there to provide you with the equipment solution and full-service support you deserve. As far as the golf is concerned, their partners are Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, number one golf club in Texas, and includes Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open. No matter your situation, King Ranch Ag and Turf has the deal that you need. Newer pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all. Houston Spring, Jersey Village, League City, Katy, Southwest Houston, Angleton, Hockley, and Conroe. Go see King Ranch Ag and Turf at one of their 9 locations and visit their website at kingranchagandturf.com. To check out any special deals there at King Ranch Ag and Turf. They have a ton going on right now, like their fall 2023 end-of-year closeout sale. Go check it out, and you tell them you heard it right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN Houston. Once again, that is King Ranch Ag and Turf. And we go over to the phone line where we bring in Charlie Epps. Charlie, you just got back from Argentina at 5:30 this morning, and you're on air 2 hours later.
Isn't that amazing? The miracle of modern-day technology is unbelievable. And it's fun to be here with you this morning. I had a great time down south in Argentina. Golf is really growing in that country, and for that matter, all over South America. College golf has really exploded, sending, you know, the South American countries are sending great players up to the university level, and it's changing the face of golf all through South America.
Well, Charlie, it's amazing. We just talked to, you know, I just had Paul Bargeron on the show. Now, he's on the PGA Tour. He's from France, but he went to TCU. And I said, how could you have possibly, from France, chose Fort Worth, Texas? How could you have chosen TCU? And Charlie, these countries must have some connections to certain schools, because you go look at Arkansas's roster, and it's chock full of Argentinians.
Well, you know what's happening is the coaches of today are more dynamic. They got bigger budgets. They really want to spread their influence, and the foreign players want to get into the United States golf scene, and the collegiate way is the best way to get to the tour. So it's just all kind of coming together and growing the game in a big way.
Well, Charlie, we have questions flooding in. You know what the people want to hear about. Is there any way we can get a little update on your guy, Angel Cabrera?
You know, Angel Cabrera has served his term in prison for something he probably could have not done, you might say, but he's really excited about coming and making a big comeback and show the world that he is who he is, a two-time major winner, very talented, at the age of 54. The Champions Tour is waiting for him to kind of come back, and it's going to be fun to watch somebody make a great comeback in life. And life is about us forgiving and forget, he's in a good state right now.
Well, Charlie, there's been numbers of stars of the game, not only golf but sports in general. Sports forgives, we can guarantee that. I'd say last question on this front: did you expect the return to happen in 2024? We're going to be waiting a couple more years.
No, it should happen in 2024. He's getting his life together now. We just took him back all new golf equipment, got him in shape to be able to practice and be productive and compete at a very high level. And then, he's got to work out his visa deal and his relationship with the PGA Tour champions, of course, and, waiting for a word from Augusta. So all those things are going to come in place and with due time.
Beautiful, Charlie. Let's get you up to date as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, how about Camilo Villegas leading the way down there in Cabo? I mean, what a story over the last 3 years. I mean, what a journey that him and his wife have gone through. It's amazing he's still on the golf course.
Well, it just shows you, Villegas is Colombian, and he came up and went to school, and university golf was very good to him, and he won on tour, and he won couple of the playoff tournaments, and his future was really bright, and he had an unfortunate tragic in his family, and they lost their little baby, and so he's a fighter. He's coming back, and it's really fun to see his name at 11 under and playing at the level that he should play in, and his talent is there.
No, I 64, 16 under, two shot lead heading into the weekend. And Camillo does not even have full status on the PGA Tour. He's going to get about 10 starts this year to try to get his card back. Charlie, what about this golf course? A big storyline this week. The Worldwide Technology Championship is being played at El Cardinal Diamante. This is the first time a PGA Tour event has gone to a course that Tiger Woods has designed. You know the jingle when it comes to coastal golf on the PGA Tour. 30 unders winning, big fairways, big greens. This has a little bit of character, but what do you think of Tiger as a designer? You've obviously played Blue Jack. What do you think of him as a designer, and have you heard any feedback to how players are enjoying this golf course?
You know, I haven't had any feedback, but I'm sitting here watching it as we speak, and I've been down to Cabo, and I've seen the golf courses that Tiger has done, and you know, he's a special person in the game, not only as a player, but he's a well-educated, you know, Stanford graduate, and so he has his eyes set on creating a new life for him and his brand, and this is one of the you know, displays of his talents. And this course in 2 years is really going to be, once the grass matures and so on and so forth. But Cabo, you know, if there's no what do you call it, wind, there, you know, it plays easier if the wind comes up. I just seen a guy chip off the green. What the heck?
Yeah,
is that all
Harry
about?
Hall. He's going home this weekend, Charlie. He missed the cut. A couple other notable missed cuts. Not only Harry Hall, Sahith Theegala and Michael Block both going home after the weekend. Charlie, what about Michael Block? What a story! You know, top 15 at the PGA last year, and this guy has become an advertiser's dream. He's all over social media. He's in 8 PGA Tour events this year, Charlie, Michael Block.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I was a teaching professional. I love it. You know, he made a hole in one right at the right time, playing with a guy named Rory McIlroy at the PGA, and he's a character to begin with, and so he's taken a ride on his fame and fortune.
He sure is. Charlie, we're cutting to break here in about 1 minute. If it's cool with you, we're gonna call in Tim Schmidt to get in on this conversation as well. We're going to talk about some of this PGA Tour Live controversy. Obviously, there's new news this week. Number one, John Rahm has dropped from the TGL, so he won't be joining Tiger and Rory in that venture. And number two, there are rumors that PGA Tour and Live, that deal is falling apart. And the Fenway Group, same organization that owns the Red Sox, are going to make some major investment. So we'll get a feel from Tim there. You can ask him whatever you want. And as far as the Worldwide Technology Championship, Camilo Villegas leads the way at 16 under. PGA Tour winner Matt Kuchar is two shots back in solo second. And Steven Yeager and Justin Suh tied for third at 13 under. Cramer Hickok, Chesson Hadley, Eric Van Rooyen, all in a tie for fifth at 12 under. Charlie, another thing we have to talk about. This is the first time this has happened in PGA Tour history, but last week, the two players on the Korn Ferry Tour, Vincent India and Jake Stano, suspended for between 3 and 6 months for gambling on the Brooks versus Bryson match. So I got to get your take there. I got to get your take on what you think about the tour suspending these players and then turning around and doing advertising deals with FanDuel and DraftKings. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, before we get to the great Tim Schmidt of Golf Week, Let me tell you about my friends over at Remind Support. Hi, this is Will Doctrine. If you're struggling with depression or bipolar disorder, Remind Support offers free, confidential, and safe support groups in the Houston area for those living with an illness that is devastating millions worldwide. Whether you are someone that prefers virtual medicine or someone that prefers face-to-face interaction, Remind accommodates either option. Groups meet online or at a location around the area with a licensed mental health professional leading the way. These groups are filled with comfort, hope, and social support with peers. There is no cost to attend, and finding your class is simple. Visit remindsupport.org, type in your zip code, and find a location near you, or sign up for an online class at a day or time that is most convenient. No one should have to suffer in their mental health alone, but with Remind, free support is here for you. We go to the Progressive Guest Line. We welcome in the great Tim Schmidt. Tim, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Will. I'm a little bit louder than normal, and I apologize. I'm driving downtown. I live here in Austin, and I'm driving downtown for the Kansas State at Texas game, which kicks off at 11 o'clock. So.
Oh, wonderful. You're on with me and Charlie. I say let's start with Camilo Villegas, Tim. I mean, leading the way, what a last 3 years for the Villegas family with losing Mia and Camilo. You know, he doesn't have the full status. He only has about 10 events to make this work this year. Amazing to watch him open with 64-64 at Tiger's Course down there in Cabo.
You know, if you can't pull for him, who can you pull for in this game? I mean, this is a guy who, you know, came in with all the flash and just everything that you could want as a young player in terms of his game was impeccable. He dressed impeccable. He just had this suave approach. And let's face it, the guy has had hard times over the last decade. And yet he kind of conducts himself with this approach to the game, this manner, the way that he treats the game. He never seems ungrateful. He never seems frustrated. Think about how many players we've seen with just dips in their game who, you know, there's club throwing and there's anger and why don't I get more of this? And I hate to pick on people like, you know, let's say Phil. Phil seems so ungrateful towards what the game has given him. And then you get someone like Camilo who is just a ray of light through all of this tragedy. I mean, look, the Worldwide Technology Challenge Championship, does not have the greatest field in the world. It's a good field. It's not the greatest field in the world. But, man, I am pulling for this guy 100%, and I feel like I am every time he steps out on the golf course. And, heck, he's playing great golf. He's got it in him, and you can see he's got it in him, and he's showing it off this week.
Charlie?
Well, I couldn't agree with him more. I mean, here's a kid that you know came out of Columbia and went to Florida State, Florida University, and he made a name for himself, and then had a horrible family tragedy, and he and his wife have fought back. I think it's a great story, and I congratulate him. But he was a special kid to start with. He's quite a talented ball striker, and then he had really self-control.
And the best part about just watching him is he does the things that your average golfer needs to understand, which is tempo, which is, you know, keeping, staying positive over even in difficult situations. There's something that he's done in the face of difficult situations time and time again. Now, granted, he's not where he wants to be. A victory here, if, let's say, he does, you know, carry this thing across the goal line, it doesn't change the trajectory of his career completely. There's a lot still in front of him, but I just love the manner that he kind of approaches things on a daily basis. Even the interviews, post-round interviews. Look, some guys can get, you know, very short with you. I know this from being on the opposite end of this. And he's just not that guy. He'll take time. He'll spend time with you. He'll be very thoughtful in his answers. And he's just someone you want to see win at the end of the day.
Once again, we have Tim Schmidt joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Tim, kind of a crazy week as far as the PGA Tour versus LIV agreement. We heard a report on Twitter from Alan Shipnuck that this deal is maybe falling apart. But then at the same time, you have Jon Rahm dropping from TGL. You know, he's a player in this game that really matters wherever he goes. There's going to be a lot of fans behind him. What have you heard as far as the latest between the PGA Tour and LIV framework agreement.
Yeah, I mean, again, a lot of this is just behind-the-scenes stuff that I almost hate to spread some rumors, but because it's getting so close, you realize there must be some fire where the smoke is coming from. But we're hearing the same thing, that there's very little, if anything, done on this deal, which is reopening everything, really. I mean, I think that the PGA Tour is rethinking every possible investor it can get to be part of this thing. I think that that changes the approach for LIV Golf in the future, where this is going to be more of a partnership. This may go back to a very adversarial relationship between the two sides. And you know, I've said this to you guys before. This whole thing has been fascinating for the game in general. The key is, does LIV Golf become a good golf product as well? That's when this really becomes something. That's when this becomes the AFC and the NFC, or the AFL and the NFL, you know, someday hoping to play a Super Bowl together. Because right now, the golf product hasn't been very good. If John Rahm changes sides, if a couple other folks change sides, this might become a little more viable. So really, there are still so many things on the table. I will tell you the one thing that I have heard about John Rahm is that he was more... rather than him pulling out of TGL because of LIV Golf interest, it's that he expected to be paid somewhere in the same range as Tiger and others, and not with the late additions to the league. So that's what I had heard. But again, a lot of this is conjecture, and while where there's smoke, there's probably fire, but we're not totally sure at this point.
Charlie?
Well, one thing that we're learning is golf is a good product. Golf, the game, has really, because of COVID, all of the memberships at all the clubs were sold out because people had time to play golf. And now the game is growing. It's reached the next level. I'm waiting for the day when we have an American League and a National League, and we have two leagues going at the same time. There's plenty of room for it. We got plenty of golfers. And charities around the world are going to gain from all of this. So I think there's going to be more good than bad come out of this turmoil that is facing the PGA Tour. We just got to sit back and make intelligent decisions. The marketing people on Wall Street have now found that golf can attract the right type of people that have the money, that have the businesses that need to grow their brand. So I think exciting times are to come.
You know, one quick thing on that, Will, but let me hop in, and I agree with you, Charlie. One interesting aspect of all this as well, as you're talking about the charitable contributions, the things that can be positive out of this, and I think that it will still stay that way to some extent, but we had a story this week from our own Adam Shupak, who's out in Cabo, about the fact that the PGA Tour is kind of assuming control of what was the Honda Classic this year. And really what it means is their management company is going to put that golf tournament on as a for-profit entity rather than strictly as, you know, the way these are done right now. These are handled by other entities. There's a lot of charitable wings to these. I don't know what that means going forward. I'm sure the charity will still be, you know, a major part of this in the future. But it is interesting. Everything is changing, man. I mean, you know, Will, you start by saying it's a wild week. Who would think that this week in, you know, November, when there's no major golf tournaments, really, the PGA Tour is in Cabo, every week it feels like there's something radically changing around the game of golf, and it's been just a fascinating couple of years to watch.
And you know how it works with Twitter, Tim. I mean, John Rahm pulls out of TGL, first, you know, things that come up from, you know, who knows what sources is, oh, he's off to live. That's not the case. And I think you also have to think about, we're running out of time here, but, you know, people are wondering why Spieth isn't part of TGL. Well, these players have families too, and they play Thursday to Sunday. Who knows if they want to turn around on Tuesday and play and fly down to Palm Beach and play in this simulated event.
I say this all the
time. Yeah, but look at the other sports. 164 games. Is a season for the baseball players. they don't mind. You know, it is what it is.
No, we can't get these players to play 20 events.
Well, they're going to have to. I mean, especially if there's money available. So it's going to change.
It's always a treat to be in between Tim Schmidt and Charlie Epps. Great show today. Tim, thanks so much for joining us. Go see his work at Golf Week USA Today. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Always good to talk.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.